back. It's Motivation Monday.
Hi, everyone.
And we have a bunch of things that we want to talk about, especially about a sale that took place here a few days ago and the impact that it had. But before we do that, who are you?
This is Sell or Die. I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I authored The Little Red Book of Selling. This is Motivation Monday, where you get a chance to kick your butt in gear for the week.
And in case you're joining us for the first time, Sell or Die is a podcast, the best sales and personal development podcast on the planet.
So get up there. Who's out there? Get on there. Give us a few likes. Give us a few hearts. Give us a few whatever's. What do they call those things? Props.
Shares?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
But share this with your friends. Share this with everybody that you know so that Sell or Die can reach more people who need to improve their sales and improve their income, thereby improving their lives and their lifestyle.
Right. And this is really exciting. Now that it's August, we are going live 5 days a week. 5 days a week. So all we need is your help to share this with all your friends and subscribe, please.
So who's out there? I would like to say hello to a couple of people, but I want to talk about a sale that took place last week that needs memorializing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Motivation Monday memorializing. And I think that there's a...
today's like the day of M-words.
Yeah, exactly. More M-words.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and they have all to do with money, which is the ultimate M-word.
That's right.
And why don't you tell people what happened?
All right, so we had this photo shoot. And the photographer was first class the entire time. But he was not just first class.
He was funny. He was ready. Funny.
He showed up early.
Yep.
And by early, I mean our start time was at 6:20 in the morning. He was there first.
Yeah. With his people.
That's right. And it was just amazing. I was amazed at how prepared he was.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what shots we wanted to get. He met with us before the shoot. And his attention to detail was so just amazing. It was incredible.
He was meticulous.
He was meticulous. My shoe was, my heel was lifted a little bit, and he wanted it lifted just a little bit more. I mean, or turned in or turned out. And
unbelievable.
He was turning me like an eighth of an inch.
Meanwhile, all the while.
Hi, Brian.
Being
what's
positive,
up?
Being professional,
mm-hmm.
being funny, being engaging. He was just off the chart doing it the best way possible.
And the reason we're talking about this is because every sale that you do should be like this. Every one of your customers should be thinking, wow, that experience was meticulous. That experience was amazing. I want to go tell all my friends.
Are you showing up early?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to be able to complete the sale in a memorable way? Are you meticulous in the actions that you're taking? And I guess, are you making money? Because this photographer sold us a 2-hour shoot, ended up a 4-hour shoot. He was...
We were telling him we were done because we were so tired after 4 hours and 3 locations and 3 outfit changes.
He wanted to keep going, and we did. And the results will probably be available somewhere soon.
Well, he gave us.
Yeah, we'll give you more information later. But I want to describe the sale. And I want to describe the shortcomings in the sale as well. Because we're meeting with him again tonight to explain to him the opportunities that he lost while he was doing this amazing shoot. Because he was concentrating in the business, not necessarily on the business.
Ooh. Hey, John Daly. John says we look good up close. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very kindly. And you have, John, you are an excellent judge, if I don't say so myself. I should lower this mic just a hair. But
there you go.
Here's the deal. We're out here helping you get ready for your Monday. Your Monday is the most important thing to you as a diehard because it sets the tone for the entire week. And I want to make certain that you have examples and standards that other people are setting so that you can have a great time. There's nothing strange about this. The guy was early. The guy was ready. The guy was meticulous. The guy was positive. The guy was a total consummate professional.
Mm-hmm.
And he was funny.
Yeah.
He kept us engaged the entire time. Oh, and oh, by the way, English is his second language, not his first language.
And when I asked when we would get the photos, I thought like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, yeah, a while from now. He said, no, you'll have them later today. Like, what?
Three hours later, we had every single photo.
1,200 photos. And
that's how the world works. It's instant. He was
amazing. But we couldn't wait to see them.
To use another M word, he was amazing. But I think you have to look at this as an example of what are you doing in your sales world? What are your people doing? How are they helping you get ready? What are they doing to help you make that sale? What are they doing to be able to put you into a position where the company wins because you win?
Yeah.
And it all has to do with preparation. This guy was ultimately prepared, professional, and he performed. He performed beyond our expectation entirely.
And you could tell he loved what he did.
Oh,
it was so total. Evident. He was beaming with love for his job and passion for his job. And that was one of the coolest parts of it, was he wasn't just doing this to do it because that's how he makes money. He was doing it because he was excited. Like when he took a really cool artistic picture,
yeah,
he goes, look. Yeah. He couldn't wait show us.
Now, let's look at the postmortem, the epilogue.
Mm.
We finish, we basically hug the guy, and he said, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Okay, great, great, great. But he forgot to ask one question.
Mm.
So what do you think of today while my video camera is running?
Exactly.
Because we would have given him the accolade of accolades of accolades.
Without even seeing the photos.
Right. He's not asking for a referral. Not asking for a referral, but rather making certain that we described what happened today. That was the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to describe what, my customer to describe what happened.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy the day? Don't say, do you know anybody else that might be interested? Bullshit. Don't press me for something. Just ask me a question so you can get it on video, so you can post it up on your YouTube channel, put it on your Facebook, put it on your LinkedIn, put it on your Twitter, wherever you're, Instagram story me. But do something that creates that memorable moment, and it legacies that moment. It memorializes that moment. And that's,
I think, one of the things he's missing for sure, because he posts all these Instagram stories to show his customers and what he's doing and the cool shots he's taking, which makes other people want to work with him. But what would seal the deal is the testimonial. And the same goes for you, you diehard you.
Yeah.
Where are your testimonials?
Are you even, do you even have the balls enough to ask somebody when that sale is over, how'd it go? what are your impressions? Is somebody really, we're so excited to do business with you? Or are they going to say, you're pretty boring and I'm not really sure. But
you sort of know what they're going to say before you ask. I mean, you should.
Right. You're asking for their feedback. That's all you're asking for. And this guy did not ask for feedback. What the hell was he thinking? He was so damn good up until the end. And then he said, okay, bye.
Because he's thinking about producing his product. He's not thinking about getting the next sale. But you guys are.
And if you don't stay in that court, something bad will happen. Your competitor will go out there, cold call somebody, and win a deal that you should have got.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
But this is Motivation Monday, so you're not going to do that.
Right.
You're going to go get the testimonial.
You're going to be ready. You're going to be memorable. Exactly. You're going to memorialize things. You're going to monetize everything you possibly can, and every other M word in the dictionary, including mother. So don't be a mother. Go out there and get the deal. And I'm challenging you. This is a great way to start the day, to understand how someone else does their sales so you can compare it to yours.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing that's absolutely memorable about your sale on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, any day of the week?
Mm.
And when it's done, are you simply asking the customer for their opinion about what happened so that if it was amazing, you'll have a testimonial video same day?
I love it.
All right.
We're really out this time, guys.
Bingo. thank you for reinstalling. Thank you for generating. My name is Jeffrey. Oh, by the way, we're going 5 days a week.
That's right. 5 days a week. Subscribe on iTunes. Send us a review. We love reviews. We're reading all the reviews live. And
you'll see some notes here on Facebook, I think. Do we put notes in there?
We put the show notes on sellerdiepodcast.com. All the show notes are there.
You'll be able to get more stuff, and you'll be able to see who's on tomorrow. Go there, click around, get our stuff. We're very happy to be doing this.
We love it.
It's been an amazing journey, and we haven't really gotten to Alaska yet.
Not yet.
No.
But soon.
As soon as we do, we will let you know.
We'll be there live.
In the meantime, I'm Jeffrey Gittemer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York
Minute. And we will see you tomorrow on Sell or Die.